The 1% Project Insight is a nugget of experience and learning shared by the smartest entrepreneurs, investors, and corporate leaders. Mayank Tiwari, CEO and founder of Resha Mandi, talks about why he and his co-founder are best placed to build the company and why NIFT alums are not producing brands for the masses.
Why is Mayank and my co-founder best placed? I don't know if I am best placed. Possibly we are the first place. See, I have gone through NIFT alums, right? I've seen our alumni. I love all of my seniors, but sorry to say this to all my seniors. Guys have some balls. It's about risk-taking ability to be in them. I risked my entire career, my entire savings. Saurabh came back from US with a 9-month-old year daughter in his hand. His ailing mother's and father left US, a well-paying job, sold all his Uber stock and came to. That's how we funded Resha Mandi for the first 6 months, through my saving and his Uber stocks. Have that courage. If you have the courage, you can solve for 100 things. But the problem is, where is the courage? Look at NIFT alumni list and try and find me people who have built business apart from BlackBerry founders, the guy who's created that brand. There is no mass brand that we have been able to create. We have created designer labels of it. We cater to very niche customers. And that is the mindset that even today persists in NIFTs. You go to NIFT college, you will realize that they are basically training you to become a designer. Fashion designing course or textile design course or all the design courses are training you to become high-end luxury designers. They are not training you to become a commercial designer. Apparel production guys, however, the technology that I came from, the specialization I have, the course teaches you to basically think about mass production, the behind the scene of fashion industry. And I think if one or two more of us actually penetrate this industry with the thought that, okay, we can change the industry and the thought process of the industry, we can shake its rule, then I think some changes will happen. It's still far-fetched. Why is Saurabh an important asset at Resha Mandi or for this industry? How many of us at NIFT can claim to have a friend who has 14 patents in deep tech under his belt? It's about finding that synergy. Saurabh and I are school friends. But generally, when we go to our own specialization, that becomes our group. We don't connect. We don't connect. Primarily, we don't talk about each other's language. If I don't know how to talk to a deep tech guy, I won't be able to have a connection and forget about me being a co-founder with him. Thankfully for me, I have had a very flavorful career. I have been part of a retail high-end brand, then an e-commerce company, and then I had my own company. And then finally, I pivoted towards user experience and product development and had the flavor of industry, of IT. I can talk his language. So if he is saying that I need a DHT110 sensor in IoT device, I will understand it. If he is saying here's how the mobile app will get built, whether it will be native or a hybrid, and here is what I can do, I can use a wrapper of a Sencha around it, I will understand it because I've sold this in the market. The problem is both these industries colliding has never happened before because none of these guys were talking to each other. I think the combination of a technology guy having a fashion friend and a fashion guy having a technology friend, that is why possibly we are the first. I don't know about the best.
If you found the insight valuable, share it with someone who will need it. The link to the full episode is in the show notes. For any recommendations and feedback, you can drop me a line at pritish@1%.life.